IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Viewpoints. I'm Atta, the host of this program. Within the studio for today's discussion on how Arba'in procession will revive the Husseini movement all around the world, we have two guest speakers for today's discussion, Sheikh Rouhani and Brother Habib. Sheikh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome, Brother and Habib.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for having me. It's always an honor and pleasure to be with you.
You're welcome, Brother. So during these days, maybe sooner, so many of the people have started their journey towards Karbala on foot, what is known as Arba'in procession or Arba'in walk. Usually, it is believed to be between Najaf and Karbala, but for the Iraqis themselves, from far, far places and regions, they start maybe 1-2 months in advance. And now Arba'in procession, Arba'in walking has changed into a kind of, we can say, a ritual, let's better say, or a religious ritual or rite.
Symbol
for the Shias, especially all across the world. But I've seen so many footage and so many videos that even the non-Muslims, even our Sunni brethren, are taking part in the Arba'in procession. So the interesting point about Arba'in walk and procession is this sense of commitment, contribution, and collaboration with the other people. How to keep it after Arba'in? I mean, after Muharram and Safar, because you see so many people mobilized now in order to serve the others on the way, inviting this one, inviting that one to their houses. Okay, this is really beautiful, but might seem to be limited only to Muharram and Safar. How to keep this spirit after the months of Muharram and Safar?
Of course, you rightly mentioned a very important point. One of the very great lessons that we can take from this Arba'in march and Arba'in walking is this lesson, this ethical and moral kind of lesson that we should be always patient. We should always treat others respectfully. We should always behave with our relatives, friends, brothers and sisters in a good manner, in a good way. This is one of the great lessons that practically we can take from these Arba'in walking. Because you see the numberless people, they act this way. They behave you, they treat you this way. So it is a kind of practical lessons that we practically see and observe, that the people observe the moral rules without any problem. So if it is possible that practically it can be observed, and that walking there are lots of hardships, of course, but the people tolerate and bear it very mindfully, very purposefully. So I think it is possible to keep it after Arba'in as well, to act it this way after Arba'in. So I think one of the very interesting points that may attract our attentions, particularly in modern world, you know, for our English spoken people in modern societies, in modern countries, I think this kind of aspects of Arba'in march is much more interesting. This moral aspect and this spiritual dimension of this march is more interesting, because in those modern and postmodern kind of societies, we do not have any kind of these kind of values in their lives, their kind of principles. When they come to this Arba'in march and see the people observe these traditional values, religious values, moral and spiritual values in their lives, I think they can take better lessons, even as compared to Muslims, that for our Muslim societies, there's something normal. Okay. But for those people, it's more interesting, it's more attractive. That's why I think I invite the parents in those societies, in modern societies, to take the children into this Arba'in walk, and they will take lots of lessons practically in this march.
Just look at so many. I've just seen so many documentaries about the Arba'in procession. The old men and the women on these detours, I mean, sub roads, the old roads into Karbala, who stand by the roads, okay, and inviting the people to their houses, cooking for them, even washing their clothes, you know, brushing their shoes, washing their clothes, and how much sincerity you can find in the people, although they might not understand the language of the other people too. For example, the people who are speaking Persian or French or English, these old Arab, you know, Iraqi person who comes, and the ikhlas that we see in their behavior to spend out of what they have even maybe it is not, we can't say very luxurious or much, but everything that they have, they sacrifice and spend for the cause of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, especially on the Arba'in procession. And I hope that this become a kind of culture among the other denominations of the Muslim lands and the Muslim world during all the other days of the day. Do you believe, Brother Habib, that, how we can keep it alive again during the other days of our life, during the year, the Arba'in culture?
It's like how you said, there's this unity between the brothers in faith during this time. I do not look at where you come from. I don't look at what you speak. I don't look at your skin color. I don't look at your background. I don't look at you, who you copy as a marja. I don't look at what country you come from, what state, what province, what culture, nothing. All these are shut down. Why? Because there's one main interest. There's one main goal. And that is Hussein ibn Ali, alayhi salam. If we can keep this ideology of the oneness of the interest, it's called the unity of the interest, the unity of the goal, we can accomplish as a Shia sect so much, so much. Leave out the factors of riya, leave out the factors which is showing off, leave out the factors of ujub, which is pride, leave out the factors of hasad, which is envy. Leave them all out, delete them for the sake of your goal. If we have this goal as Shias, what is our goal supposed to be? Sahib al-Asr wa al-Zaman. Let's keep our goal, the Imam of our time. If we keep the Imam of our time as our goal, as our interest, the same way we're doing with Imam Hussein, we are literally sacrificing ourselves for the sake of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Let's do the same with Imam Zaman on the rest of the days. I see my brother in faith in need of money. Money is an example, example. I come and help him.
Yes.
For why? Because my goal in life is the satisfaction of Imam Zaman. I see my friend is down, depressed. I come for the sake of Imam Zaman. I come and talk to him. I come and console him.
Yes. So these are the lessons we can take.
That's the yes. unity. That the unity. Yes. That we found it. That's the answer. Look at when we're united, how strong we are. Mm-hmm. 25 million, 27 million people coming together. I'm like, 27 million people. And with half of that number, we could do whatever we want. Mm-hmm. That's the power of unity.
That's right.
And I think that the grand lesson from the Arba'in walk, leave alone from the sayings and whatnot, from what we can take as a social habitat, is the unity that the Shias can have.
That's all right.
But unfortunately, when you have this envy comes in the middle, me wanting this, حب الدنيا, حب الرئاسة, the love of the world, the desire to become leader, when these kind of come in, we become into different sects. We fall. If there is no oneness in our goal, in our mission, then we're never going to be together.
That's all right. Still so many other lessons that we can take from the Arba'in procession and Arba'in walk. But I think, spiritually speaking, some people are after spiritual, it's better to say, purification. Something like tazkiyatu nafs or self-purification, okay? So how to reach it during this procession? I mean, somebody might say, why walking toward, for example, a grave? You want to grow up spiritually? Still, it is not clear for some of the people who are living in the capital liberal world, okay? That how walking, for example, toward a grave or a tomb of a person, dead person, more than 1,000 years ago, can help you spiritually grow up. Sheikh, what's your answer?
Spiritual purification or perfection comes out of our intention. The most important point when we act is this, that by what kind of intention we do something.
إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ.
Yeah, of course. So if your intention is to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even this simple kind of walking, which is a kind of simple kind of things, walking just... But if your intention is to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by this walking, then it will help you to purify yourself. You know, what purification means? To be sincere, to be devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completely and, let's say, thoroughly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So sincerity makes your heart purified. purified, because you act only for the sake of Allah and to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why Imam Hussein is a symbol. His grave is a symbol, a sign to get us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like the holy Kaaba. So it is a kind of building. If you say it's small, it's a kind of mm-hmm. simply building. But since it is a sign, it's min sha'air, mm-hmm. that's why it gets us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why it becomes important.
Yes.
And I think when it comes to this walking, we should consider this important point in our mind that of course we walk, but when the other people when look at this walking, they say, okay, it's just walking.
Yes.
But what you have in your heart, uh-huh. in your mind, the intention, that's important.
Yes, Brother Habib.
Just one final thing to finish off. There's a saying, Kam Ziyarat, and it is to visit the loved one by the loved of Allah. Zur Habibullah. Visit the loved one of the loved one of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He loves someone, He loves that person to be, let's call it glorified, if it's an okay word.
Okay.
He loves them to be glorified. And when you're visiting, you're doing that. Mm-hmm. You're getting closer. You're getting closer to the Imma alayhum as-salam. You're getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when you're closer to the Imma, it means that you're closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I swear by my soul that there is no other way to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala other than to become closer to the Imma alayhum as-salam.
That's all right.
And by doing this walk, it's something that they want. It's something that they want this connection to be available. Mm-hmm. And it's like there's this, it's a saying. Some of them say it's a saying. Some of them say, no, it's not. But at the end of the day, Afdal al-A'mal ahmaz.
Yes.
The best of the actions is the one that has the most hardships to it.
Yes, yes, yes.
And that's the same thing. You're walking, you're doing it, you're getting tired, you're going through thirst, you're going through, even yes. when you want to take a shower in Iraq nowadays, the water is very hot because the water is on the roof,
yes.
inside the tank, and the sun is hitting it, 50 degrees Celsius. Mm-hmm. And you're pretty much taking a shower with water that's ready for tea.
Especially about the ziyarah of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, even you are suggested to bear the hardships. I mean, more than any other imams. For example, because all the afflictions that the imam, we can say, tolerated on that time, you are supposed to bear the hardships on this way too. Mm-hmm. And these hardships on this way is a purification, is a purifier for your soul, for your journey. And the journey itself, I mean, walking from region A to region B, if you look at all the divine, mystical lessons that we took during the history. In all religions, there has always been a journey from one place to another. And during this journey, there are some stations, okay? And during these stations, we can say, gradually you are going to be spiritually grown up. And this is, I think, the best lesson that from the Irfani perspective, we can take from, we can say, the Arba'in procession and the Arba'in walk. Thank you very much, Brother Habib and Shaykh Rouhani, for your nice elaboration regarding on Arba'in procession and Arba'in walk. It was very kind of you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brother Habib. And thank you very much, dear listeners. We hope you enjoyed this episode of the program, Viewpoints on Arba'in Procession. And especially those people who participate in Arba'in procession, Arba'in walk, if you're listening to us, do not forget us in your du'as, in your supplications, and your journey towards Karbala and Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Allahumma ja'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad wa mamati mamata Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. I swear to Allah, you have shown us so much courage through the pain. You sacrifice your family and work you thirsty for a sand.